It's Friday the 19th of April. It's 3:20 PM. And we were come back from the car boot market in the town. I'm sitting here on my garden bench facing the sun, still high in the sky in the west. The blackbird's singing. My water features gurgling away. My pond is looking beautiful. I took the covers off yesterday and the fish, the koi, were all up. Oh, they're looking gorgeous. The water's so clear. And I have a chilled pear cider by my side, soaking up the sunshine. You would think it couldn't get much better. In actual fact, I'm very sad. Very sad indeed. Because I made a decision to shut my pond down, sell the koi off, sell all the equipment off. Basically, shut the whole thing down. Well, you may be wondering why I'm doing that. Well, simply because it's a decision that needed to be done at some time. As many of you know, we are planning to move away from here in approximately a year and 9 months. Which you may say, well, why not wait? Well, the decision has to be made, and I don't want to leave it to the last jap, as they say. And I would have actually liked to keep it running through the summer and into this time next year, 2014, before I made that decision, but circumstances. And I guess the reality that I'm going to have to do it sometime. I know it will take a while to do all this. I know it's not going to happen overnight. I'm not going to be able to sell all the koi off right away. These things do take time. By the time you have people coming or want you to bowl them up for photographs and send the photographs off to them and the sizes, this all takes time, and obviously I need to get all the koi out before I shut down the filtration system. The filtration system is quite big actually. And then that will all have to be sold off, which will leave me with the pond full of water, devoid of koi. But my intention is to keep it filled with water. Add more plant growth, because you can't really keep plants with koi because they eat them all. And maybe add some shibonkins and goldfish and things like that, just to maintain the pond as a simple natural pond with no filtration, or basic filtration if you like. Still have it there. It won't be the same. But the thing is that when we move, I have no intention of taking up the hobby of koi keeping one again. I made my mind up that I have other plans, and it does not involve koi ponds and all that goes with that. It's quite an involved and quite labour intensive, to be honest. And I want to spend more time, hopefully, on the water, not looking after water, but with a wee boat. And getting out around the shorelines. That's my intention, my hope, my prayer, my dream, when we move over to the west coast, wherever that will be. So I'm looking at the koi today, as I said, the first sunny day since yesterday when the covers came off, and everything is looking fantastic. And they're coming up for food. They're looking at me feeding from the hand, and it's so sad in a way that I'm not going to have that maybe by, I don't know, August. It'll all be gone. Or they'll all be gone, and everything else will be gone, and all I'll have is a 1800 gallon pond with some plants and some cheap little fish in it. Sometimes reality has to hit home though. But the money from all that will be put into my back pocket, as they say, because I should get quite a bit of money by the time I sell them off and sell all the equipment off. I mean, it should run into a couple of £1,000. And that will be put in the back pocket to buy a wee boat when we move away. A wee boat and something else. I don't know what else. Oh my God. You know, plans and dreams and hopes and expectations. But in the same respect, reality of losing or giving up a hobby that I've absolutely loved for years. Anyway, as I sit here and look at my pond, it's a hard reality, but I made the decision to do it now rather than next year. It will be hard to see them go, but I'm not going to get down. Yes, I am. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry a wee bit, because I've put so much time and effort and love and dedication into maintaining this system for my koi. And it does look beautiful on a day like this. Well, I said I wouldn't be sad, but I'm sad. I'm sad. And I'm going to stick this thought in my forehead of my wee blue and white boat named after my youngest daughter. That's what's going to be there whenever I think, every time I sell a koi and every time I sell a bit of equipment, is this wee blue and white boat named. Well, I won't tell you, not yet. I will tell you eventually. It's a gorgeous day, by the way. So beautiful. My primroses and mini daffs are all out glowing in the sun. Just such a wonderful, wonderful day. Ah well. Let's get on with it. Let's start advertising things. What is it they say? Bite the bullet? Don't know why that seagull finds it funny. I don't. Going to get finish my pear cider and then go and have my tea. I'm actually being cooked here on my bench. Believe me, I'm being sincere about that. I'm absolutely being cooked here. It's so warm. Let's go and see what the temperature says before I hang up the line here. -16 degrees. In the shade, that is, by the way. 16 degrees in the shade. Guess here, sitting in the sun, it's nearer 18, 19. It's beautiful. Gonna go, gonna cry, but I'll bounce back.